YouTube Bonsai channel grows into online store. Maybe I should have said prunes or snips or cuts. I don't know. I need another verb. But basically, we're talking today about a YouTube Bonsai channel. This is our first $1,000 segment, the segment that comes out every Monday. You get to hear how a side hustler goes from idea to income, how, in fact, they make their first $1,000. They often go beyond $1,000 and make much more. But I want to help you start new projects. And one helpful milestone is your first $1,000. So it's been fun to produce this show or this segment for several years now. It's one of the most popular segments. And we've got lots of people out there dreaming about how can I monetize my audience? How can I transform or adapt a skill I already have into a monetizable offer? And there's lots of different ways to do that, of course. So today, this guy, instead of relying on platform payouts or sponsorships, this YouTuber turned his niche channel into a real business by launching a Shopify store. They focused on products directly tied to their content, serving a passionate audience of bonsai fans. I like bonsai. I'm not great at keeping plants alive, so I appreciate them more from a distance, but mad respect to all the plant fiends out there. Let's hear the story. His name's Peter. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
I run a small YouTube channel about bonsai tree care. It started as a hobby offering tutorials on pruning, soil blends, and shaping branches. For a while, it was just me, my tiny trees, and a few thousand subscribers. But as the channel grew past 15,000 subscribers, something interesting happened. People started asking where I got my tools. I get comments like, "What's the best wire for beginners?" or "Where can I buy that soil mix?" At first, I was just dropping Amazon links in the comments, but after a while, I realized something. Instead of sending people elsewhere, why not sell the products myself? I spent a weekend setting up a Shopify store focused on three products: starter bonsai kits, basic pruning tools, and wire sets. I sourced everything through a local gardening wholesaler, and I kept inventory small to test demand. My initial investment was about $600, which covered 20 kits and 50 tool sets, plus packaging, shipping supplies, and Shopify's monthly fee. I didn't spend any money on ads. I just used my own videos. I added product links in the description, made a short store launch video, and casually mentioned the shop in tutorials, like, "If you need tools, check the link below." The response was almost instant. Within the first 2 weeks, I sold 18 starter kits at $45 each and 22 tool sets at $28 each. Here's how the numbers broke down. Each kit cost me about $22 to put together, including packaging, and I cleared about $15 profit per sale after Shopify fees. The tool sets cost less, around $14 each, and I made about $12 profit per set. By the end of month one, I had brought in just over $700 in net profit, not counting my initial inventory costs. But it didn't stop there. I noticed that many buyers were coming from my beginner-friendly videos, so I developed a follow-up product, an advanced wire and shaping kit, priced at $38. I emailed my small customer list, offering a $5 discount for returning customers. That push helped me hit $1,000 total revenue by the end of month two. One thing I quickly learned was that my audience didn't want a giant product catalog. They wanted trusted recommendations from someone they already followed. Instead of chasing new trends, I focused on the exact tools I personally used in my videos. I also learned to repeat product mentions across multiple videos, not just once. Each mention was another opportunity to catch someone at the right moment. By month four, I was making about $2,500 per month in gross sales, with profit margins averaging 40 to 45%. Not life-changing money, but incredibly satisfying, and way more reliable than YouTube ad revenue, which fluctuates wildly. That first $1,000 didn't just feel like extra cash. It felt like proof that my little channel could be more than a hobby. It could be a real business. Subscribe or follow, and let's see what happens next.
Well done, Peter. Definitely sounds like you're on the way to continuing to grow this side hustle. I mean, it's already fantastic, especially for doing something that you really enjoy. I think there's so many cool people out there doing interesting things. I have so much respect whenever I meet somebody who's passionate about something, even if it's something that is very far from my own interests. I just love when people are dedicated and put in the knowledge and then also try to share that knowledge with other people. So well done. I look forward to sharing more stories with you, our listeners. Complete archives available for download at sidehustleschool.com. More than 3,100 episodes. New episodes come out every day, 7 days a week, always free as well. But that's all for now. Thank you for listening. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.